as we come up on quarter to six, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
I started off this morning because yesterday during the show, the morning show, word broke that Phil Donahue had passed at the age of 88. And
yeah,
and I had mentioned that, and one of my coworkers, I think, reacted like didn't know who that was, and so it was kind of like, you know, and I think that's where the seeds were planted for me in terms of wanting to be a talk show host. And I'm, you know, that. What about you? You remember Phil Donahue?
I do remember Phil Donahue. That's you know, very early memory for me. But you know, watching him walk around the crowd, and yeah, I mean, he was kind of a pioneer in that daytime talk show. Sort of thing. So,
yeah, I saw our friend Sarah Stokes had posted on Facebook that it was something from Oprah talking about, you know, before there was Oprah, there was Phil, and she basically said she wouldn't have done her gig if he wouldn't have, you know, blazed the trail that he did. And so, I don't know, it was just, I'm not here to comment on the content, but just the idea he had people on, I mean, from the far left to the far right, and asked him questions, going into the crowd, even taking phone calls. It was, I was like, wow, you can do this?
Yeah, very groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that's where guys like him and then Larry King at night, and Larry King's radio show on Mutual Radio years before, well before he was on CNN. He was a long time before that, was a radio guy.
Sure.
And just the idea of interviewing, I fell in love with that, and am privileged. Again, I'll always be in debt to the Stewards for privileging me to do a talk show for 24 years and another one for 6 years on WOGO. But do you have a favorite interviewer, past or present?
Boy, Mark Halverson certainly comes to the top of the
Thank you.
You know, I think from what I've read and listened to, Bob Woodward, I think a great interviewer. You know, I think those people who can ask difficult questions in such a way that are disarming, maybe, boy, that's really a gift to see people who can do that, who can ask good and hard questions.
Yeah, I think another one that deserves to be in the conversation was Mike Wallace on on 60 Minutes back in the day. And again, you're going back a ways, and Chris Wallace, I think, was a part of CNN's coverage last night at the convention.
Yep.
But yeah, it's funny in that regard in terms of question asking, because one of my friends here recently, he's in our Wednesday night men's group at church, but he's just like, how about you have a way where you get me to say things I wasn't even intending to share? You know, that's kind of I don't know. I mean, it's a curiosity thing. And then it's also just like when Front Page wrapped up in 2018, I was just like, or 2016. Wow. 8 years ago. I was just like, I see the light as green, and I just keep going until you tell me stop.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're very good at it. You're very good at asking questions, which I think we could all get better at.
That is, and I think part of there's a lot of different pieces that fit for you and I together as friends and brothers in the Lord. But part of it is, I just see myself as the one who's tossing the pitches, and you're ready to hit the ball. So
yeah, sometimes I whiff it, but I do try to hit it as well. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So favorite interviewers today, Acts 6. Let's do 5-7.
Sure. That says, everyone liked this idea, and they chose the following: Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit; Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, an earlier convert to the Jewish faith. These seven were presented to the apostles, who prayed for them as they laid their hands on them. So God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too.
I'm just going to read verse 7 from Letters to the Beloved.
I think that makes sense.
The message of my son spread like wildfire. More people became disciples daily in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests also began to follow my son's message delivered through the apostles. Final thought.
Yeah, and I think this passion, right? I mean, the passion to talk about who Jesus was and what Jesus did really affected the culture around them. You know, and it was bringing this message of grace and goodness and love, and it really, they watched the apostles, they listened to the apostles, and it had this deep and profound effect.
That line there, the message of my son spread like wildfire. So we're going with a Larnell Harris tune, You Can't Put Out the Fire. Thank you, Jason.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Hey, you've been hearing all month about August Catch and Match, our amazing once-a-year matching challenge to support 20 Christ Center programs right here on WWIB through the nonprofit Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And here is Carol Stewart from the nonprofit corporation, the stewardship director, telling us the story of how this incredible Catch and Match Month began.
Well, the very beginning, and I had to look it up because my memory's slipping, right? Is 2008. 2008 was a year that was quite a year, actually, because our 34-year president of the board of directors, Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, passed away. And Leo was quite a jokester, and he loved sailing, and he loved artwork, obviously, because he was the head of the 3M Corporation's art department. And Warren had invited him to be on the board. And that lasted for 34 years before he passed. And then his wife, Barb, who was a great prayer warrior, came beside us oftentimes with prayer requests. She passed away the same year. So 2008 was kind of a remarkable year for WIB Incorporated, and I decided that we would honor Leo. He knew that during the summer we had a slump. It seemed like when everybody was done with the school year, the giving just tailed off. And so in order to make up the difference, I thought, well, maybe we can honor Leo with his heart to really give out the gospel everywhere you could. And he did it graphically through a newspaper article, and he made little caricatures and then wrote an article, always using scripture and always giving out the gospel. So I thought, well, we can do this to honor him and use his little caricatures and his love for the sea. And actually it was Superior, but it's a big body of water in Wisconsin. And we can commemorate that vision to just give out the gospel all the time. So it was his vision. So we called it Catch and then Match It. The match came from a single mom who was not from this country. She was an immigrant. And she was able to get $2,000 together one year, and she gave it to the nonprofit. And she called me and she said, Carol, can you make this into something really big? And I said, like, what do you mean? Put it in a CD and just let it grow? She said, oh, no, much faster and bigger than that. So that's where the match came idea. So we combined the Catch the Vision, Leo's vision, to give out the gospel and match it with gifts, just like this wonderful single mom did for us. And so that's the birthplace of Catch and Match 2008. Hopefully, you will become one of those who just jump on board. Jump on the boat, I'd like to say, because that's where it started with Leo's love for sailing. But also, you can toss it our way and we'll catch it. We do both, right? We catch and we match. And now we have 27, 28, it's in the 20s of donors who have joined to build the fund. Each year, I just talked to one of those donors, and he just changed jobs. And he said, nope, God provided while I changed jobs. I knew I made this commitment to build your fund, and he provided. You know, he supplies all the riches. And I said, that's right, he does. And so we just ask you to come alongside of us, be part of the Catch and Match, help us through the summer slump to get to our goal at the end of the year. And God's blessed us with you, each one of our listeners.
WWIB, where we are family. Caleb and Havel with you, dropping a little knowledge this morning. Did you know that the world's oldest webcam, which was nearly shut down 5 years ago, is still going?
Yeah, interesting. The San Francisco Fog Cam is named for the shrouded view it offers of the San Francisco State University campus, where the cam's creators were taking classes when it was launched in 1994.
Way back in 1994. Now, typically when I think of these webcams, you think, oh, there's some eagle babies up on a mountain somewhere or whatever. And so and it's like, and that's what you can watch. And that's usually what I think of. But apparently They set up one so that you could watch fog, I guess.
Yeah.
After the media covered the pending shutdown of fog cam 5 years ago this month, the University of San Francisco decided to step in to, quote, preserve and run it indefinitely.
Huh. Yeah, FogCam is the oldest continuously operating webcam in the world.
Now, the first ever live webcam that actually predated the internet was the Trojan Room Coffee Pot Cam. It was invented by researchers at the University of Cambridge, hoping to make their afternoon caffeine fix a little more convenient.
And many of them worked in different labs on different floors, making it impossible to tell if their trek to the coffee pot would leave them dismayed to find it empty.
When they connected the cam to the internet in 1993, tech enthusiasts around the world grew fascinated. It retired in 2001. That actually seems extremely practical. So all these people in different labs, it's like, is there coffee in the coffee pot before I leave my very important work?
Yeah, right.
I think that's fascinating, actually. But yeah, way back in 1993 and 94, these things coming to fruition, and man, they continue today.
30 years can fly by, I'm telling you.
It's Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and a great prize for you, $50 to the Woodshed in Augusta. Havel, they're having a great sale going on right now in August. Quit buying disposable furniture. Take a scenic drive to the Woodshed in Augusta and beautiful craftsman-made furniture. We're talking oak, cherry, maple, pine, elm, hickory. And right now, Havel, they have 25% off all custom furniture the entire month of August, plus 30% off in-store furniture. Lots of fall home decor. I mean, a lot of people taking advantage of this sale already. And we want to give you $50 toward what you want to purchase at the Woodshed in Augusta.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to win this? The Woodshed, WI.com. All right, so we had a winner last week. We got another one of these $50 gift certificates. And we're going to ask a question, and the number to call in is 723-2555. Okay, not the talk and text line, but the studio number, 723-2555. Caleb,
all right.
What's the question?
The question is as follows here on Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. Women are twice as likely to lose these as men. The ladies are twice as likely to lose what as the guys? Women are twice as likely to lose these as men. 715-723-2555. What are we talking about for a chance to win $50 from the Woodshed in Augusta? Great sale going on right now in August.
We don't have to try to coax them into calling today. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hi, Tammy.
Is it the car keys?
Is it car keys? Are women twice as likely to lose car keys as the guys, Tammy?
Get out the Francesca Battistelli song. That's not it.
Sorry. Car keys. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amanda from Rice Lake.
Hi, Amanda.
I would say your photo ID.
Okay. Oh, photo ID or your driver's license.
Are the ladies twice as likely to lose that than the guys? That's not it. Sorry, boy, the buzzer seems loud today.
All right. It does indeed. 715-723-2555. It's emphatic, but it does
tone
say,
it down,
try again. Try again.
I'm man in the controls. We'll try to be tamer next time. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Maybe they were scared by the buzzer. 715-723-2555 for $50 from the Woodshed in Augusta.
Probably one of those spotty cells. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
That sounded like Tammy from Wausau again. Go ahead.
Okay. Kind of underwater here a little bit.
Ah, Tammy, can we hear you? I'm not sure.
Oh, sorry about that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Amanda again from Rice Lake.
All right.
Glasses.
Is it glasses? Women are twice as likely to lose glasses as men.
Do you ever have that where you have your glasses like up on your forehead and you're like, where are my glasses? And I'm like, oh, man.
Are you talking like reading glasses or like regular like prescription? Or what are you talking about here? I suppose we should be more specific.
Sunglasses.
Are women twice as likely to lose their sunglasses as men? Yes, you got it, Amanda.
That's
wow.
Why there's two of them.
I somehow missed the sun part the first time. Good thing you were getting a clarification, Caleb.
Well, Amanda, how in the world did you come to that conclusion? We thought it would take a little bit longer to get there.
Because I was figuring it was either an ID, which I've lost, or I've also lost my sunglasses.
Well, there you go. Using personal experience, well, just won you $50 to the Woodshed in Augusta. Congratulations, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right, hang on the line.
That's fantastic, Amanda. Enjoy that. And again, check out all the great offerings they have, thewoodshedwi.com. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, 59 degrees. And later tonight before bed, if you get hungry for a snack, there's some things you should and shouldn't eat, apparently.
Yeah, experts say these are the best and worst foods before you call it a night.
So I guess we'll start off with the best, right?
Yes.
The best would be like bananas.
Okay, another fruit you could have before bed that would be good for you, according to experts, have some kiwi.
I've heard a lot of good things. I remember back in my day, Wellness Wednesdays, with now State Representative Karen Hurt, she would often talk about nuts before bed.
Hot milk is another thing they recommend before bed.
It's kind of a classic one, right?
I guess.
Honey.
And also lemon tea, maybe lemon tea mixed with some honey as well. Best foods before bed.
I would put my honey with, make a peanut butter and honey sandwich. All right, what are the worst?
So these are the worst foods to have before bedtime. Spicy food, and maybe that's an obvious
that
one,
is.
But yeah, probably don't have spicy food right before you go to bed.
Can really jazz up your dreams, right? Also cheese.
Also coffee. And again, this really seems to be, don't have coffee right before you're trying to sleep.
Or don't have coffee like afternoon. But, you know, different people, different caffeine tolerances. Chocolate before bed is kind of a no-no.
Yeah, doesn't mean you can't have it earlier in the day, but not right before bed. And again, according to experts, worst foods right before bedtime, anything that's like a fatty food, don't have that right before you go to bed either.
Yeah, I know some people who over the years have enjoyed a bowl of ice cream before bed. Where does that fit?
I guess it depends how important sleep is to you. But I don't see it on here, so it feels like that's kind of in this gray area. So... Dropping a little knowledge on you on the Wib Wake Up Show, not four, but today, five things you didn't know yesterday. Maybe we didn't know them either, but you know what? We read it first. So, did you know that 1 in 14 women in America is a natural blonde? Only 1 in 16 men are natural blondes.
Didn't know that. Did you know that during his entire life, Vincent van Gogh sold exactly one painting, The Red Vineyard at Arles?
I had no idea about that. Five things you didn't know yesterday here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Every year, four people in the United Kingdom die putting their trousers on.
What?
It's a little dark, but also, why the United Kingdom specifically? Because they call them trousers instead of pants?
I'm not sure. Well, did you know this? That the sound you hear when you put a seashell next to your ear is not the ocean, but blood flowing through your head.
Huh. Five things you didn't know yesterday. The fifth one, the average adult spends the equivalent of 4.5 months of their life talking about the weather. That amounts to almost 10 minutes a day or an hour of each week.
Huh.
I feel like we're higher than that because it's part of our job to talk about the weather every half hour. But every hour, I guess. But 4.5 months of our lives just talking about the weather.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, it's a starter point.
It's going to be warm this weekend.
It's one of those small talk, I guess. It's and you know what? In Wisconsin, it's always changing.
Yes.
Change is the name of this tune from Hannah Kerr. I'm seeing on Facebook a happy anniversary to some great Wib listeners, Ron and Jan Eckler, celebrating 47 years of wedded bliss today. So, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you both.
Fantastic.